We've been asking what voters thought of the debate, including 31-year-old Jay Benedict of Kansas, who was a Bernie Sanders supporter and now describes himself as a Pete Buttigieg fanboy.
I thought when Buttigieg and Tulsi Gabbard squared off on the best way to deal with what's happening in Syria and the Middle East, I thought Pete Buttigieg did a very good job there with bringing the honor and respect back to the U.S. military.
Benedict still likes Bernie and says he appreciates Joe Biden, but
I think it's time to pass the torch to one of these younger candidates, and I hope that's something that the other Democrats can get on board with, too.
50-year-old Andrea Jackson of Pittsburgh says her candidate, Ms. Kamala Harris.
The women's rights that she mentioned, that's very important to me. That's why Harris stood out for me, because she had a passion that I didn't really see in others.
55-year-old Les Rodriguez of Jacksonville, Florida, also likes Harris, but is intrigued by Julian Castro.
I think that Mr. Julian comes across as someone who is very genuine, who is very, very smart, and someone who is currently under the radar.
Under the radar may not be a sustainable position much longer. The candidates must score higher in polls to qualify for the next debate in November.